This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has issued an executive order requiring face coverings in public areas to help curb the spread of coronavirus. The governor had long resisted issuing a statewide mask mandate, but he's come under increasing pressure as cases and hospitalizations mount and as several local governments have caused confusion by opting out of mask orders issued by county health departments. Polis's order overrides those local decisions. More than 38,000 people have tested positive in Colorado, and more than 1,700 have died. Nearly all of Colorado is now in a drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor says 37% is in extreme drought, with the worst in the southern half of the state. David Miskus of NOAA says some relief will come with the monsoon season later this month, but not much.
Overall, if you just go with the odds for both the 1 and 3 month outlooks for August and August, September, October, it's looking warm and odds are somewhat dry. So that does not bode well for the current drought in the Southwest and Colorado.
A year ago, the entire state was drought free. The Palisade Peach Festival, originally set for mid-August, is canceled because of COVID-19, but officials say it will return next year. The three-day festival has been around for more than 50 years and draws thousands of people to the small Mesa County town on the Colorado River. 82 in Denver, 83 in Colorado Springs, 80 in Grand Junction, 90 in Pueblo, 69 for Vail. This is CPR News.